Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in both with your tankhead.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. If I were the devil... If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline of emotions, let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Now you know the rest of the story.
This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Thank you.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
AC/DC up. Now, I remember when I was a child, you know, they'd play this song at all the big sporting events or pregame, and I'd get all jacked up to watch my favorite team. Man, I hear that now, and I'm like, I'm fired up to fight tyranny. I'm fired up to come on air and speak truth to power. I'm fired up to inform the masses and save humanity. That's what gets me fired up now. Yeah! I don't even know if I could really get that fired up for a sporting event. I mean, I still like going. Don't get me wrong. I'll have a great time. But that human energy, that ancient energy, knowing you're fighting for something good, you're fighting for prosperity in the future, that's what gets my blood going now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, an honor and a privilege to be filling in for Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, April 28th transmission. Owen Troyer with you for the rest of this transmission. I'll also be back for the Veterans Call-In Show on the War Room today. So any veterans listening that want to have their voices heard, you'll get that opportunity for 3 hours on the War Room today. We do have, I'm very excited, for Judge Joe Brown in studio. He's going to be sitting right there to my right in just an hour. Very much looking forward to that conversation. You want to talk about an individual that has just incredible life experience and just such a smart guy to talk to. Judge Joe Brown with me in studio. And then I've got a decently sized news desk today, but we can cover news all day long. Remember what Tucker Carlson said in his 2.5-minute video that was so key? And I think one of Tucker Carlson's best abilities is to take complex issues and scenarios and really boil it down to make it easily understandable and consumable. And so what am I talking about? Well, we've got situations developing that are good in that the corporate media and the establishment attacks against RFK Jr. are going to have a similar impact on what happened to Donald Trump and Republicans in 2016. Now, I don't think it's going to be nearly as big. I could be wrong about that just because I don't really, I mean, I'm not into Democrat stuff. I'm not into liberal stuff. So there could be a powder keg there. But at the time, I mean, with Donald Trump, it was obvious pretty much out of the gates, to me at least, how that was going to go. I don't really have that same measurement of the RFK situation, but – watching the corporate media censor him and what he has to say, and watching the Democrat Party keep him away from the public, so no debates. They'll try to cancel the primaries if they can altogether. This is going to have a major effect on the American left. Because let's not forget, most of the Republican Party loyalists and voters were not anti-establishment like they are now. That was not a substantial thing. Sure, you had the anti-establishment right wing, just like you have the anti-establishment left wing, but it was nowhere near where it's at today, and that was because of Donald Trump, the media response, the censorship, and everything else. Well, now that's happening to RFK Jr., and some liberals and Democrats are scratching their heads saying, well, wait a second, what the heck is going on here? It just shows how corrupt the corporate media is. So we got a big story with that. And I think it also ties into what's going on with Tucker. A lot of liberals like Tucker Carlson. And when he makes statements like he did, saying, you know, most of what we talk about is really inconsequential, here are the real things that matter, and he's right, that is a universal message that will land for some liberals. And I think it will kind of, I don't know what the angle here is, if it's, will they stop being so intolerant? Will they stop being so hateful? Will they stop buying into the lies that their friends in the media and the government tell them? Because they like Tucker Carlson. Some of them know Tucker Carlson. They know he's not a racist. He's not a bigot. He's not this, that, or the other thing. They know that. And then watching the media lie about him, watching the media censor RFK Jr., maybe they'll finally get it. Now, will they be able to connect that to what was done to Donald Trump and have that understanding? I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if it would matter. But I see that going on big time right now. And there's no amount of censorship that the American left can engage in that will hide the fact that Joe Biden is completely incompetent and mentally and physically incapable of being president for another 4 years, let alone another two, let alone another six. So for them to be censoring RFK Jr., a truly viable challenge in the Democrat Party to Joe Biden, and even Marianne Williamson, who I don't really think is a viable threat, but she's put in enough of the work politically to at least get recognition. So I don't think they take this one lying down. And this isn't going to be like Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020, like a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden, pretending he wants to run, getting the big populist left, anti-establishment left behind him, doing all the organic grassroots fundraising and activism, and then just laying down when it's time to go. When the light turns green, he turns his engine off. It's not going to be like that. RFK Jr. is serious, and I think Marianne Williamson is serious enough to at least raise a fuss and have an issue with how she's been treated by the Democrat Party and the mainstream media. So, yeah, we've dealt with this now for a while. The censorship, the lies, the attacks, the corporate press aimed against us and everything else. And now the left is getting a little taste of that. And they're getting a little experience with that. We'll see how deep it goes. But they can't stop the debate on Joe Biden's health. We also have some news dealing with the geopolitical developments in Ukraine and now China. And the easiest way to put it is, well, this wouldn't be the best metaphor, but we've all heard, you know, when dad's away, the kids will play. Well, the United States of America is no longer respected by any foreign power. And so Russia and China and Iran and others are just going to do whatever the hell they want, not fearing any response or any legitimate threat from the United States of America. Which you could argue is a good thing or a bad thing. The point is, the story is that our world ranking is sliding. And it is directly because Joe Biden is the president of the United States and everything that follows. So it's not just that the crime rates are skyrocketing. It's not just the inflation. They just came out with the new GDP growth, 1%. I mean, folks, this country is moving at a snail's pace. And of course it is with Joe Biden as your president. That's the physical representation. So this is all directly right back to the Biden White House, and the world knows it. The world knows the Biden White House is a joke. The world knows Joe Biden is incompetent and incapable. So we've got that and so much more today on the Alex Jones Show. Do not go anywhere. The only place you should go is InfoWarsStore.com to make a purchase so we can keep this broadcast on the air.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
let's start here by getting into the Democrat Party's treatment of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., candidate for president, and their censorship of his campaign and his statements, specifically recently on ABC News. Now, there is this is a very deep pool to dive into. It goes beyond just the surface of the obvious ABC News censoring RFK Jr. and then lying about what he's saying. ABC News admits it censored RFK Jr. interview for false claims about COVID-19 vaccines. Another ABC News host tells RFK Jr. he's too critical of the CIA, proceeds to censor him while speaking about vaccines. Folks, can you imagine? This is beyond the pale. Can you imagine somebody going up to anybody in the Kennedy family and saying, you're too critical of the CIA? Oh, you mean the CIA that killed our family members? We're too critical. You're too critical of that rapist that raped your mother. You're too critical of that rapist that raped your daughter. How dare you? You're too critical of the CIA that killed your father. Wow. Please keep doing that. That will only give more fuel to the RFK campaign. So he goes on ABC News, ABC News Live Prime, with the host there. I don't even know her name, and it's funny because I'm reading all these articles. Nobody even says her name, and it just shows how irrelevant she is. And there's a reason why she's irrelevant, because she censors real information and doesn't bat an eye. And that's a whole other story that comes out of this. But here's the clip where they cut Robert F. Kennedy's segment short because he's talking about the vaccine. Here it is in clip four.
We should note that during our conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID-19 vaccines. Data shows that the COVID-19 vaccines prevented millions of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. He also made misleading claims about the relationship between vaccination and autism. Research shows that vaccines and the ingredients used for the vaccines do not cause autism, including multiple studies involving more than a million children and major medical associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the advocacy group Autism Speaks. We've used our editorial judgment in not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview. We thank Mr. Kennedy for the conversation.
I forget the name of this lady. She's been around for a couple of years now. She's not really, it's not like she's been around forever, but she's been around long enough to be considered corporate establishment press now. But before I even get into the RFK situation, let's talk about the situation in the media. What is this woman's job? I'm sorry, I forget her name. If you guys could find her name for me, that'd be great. If not, it's no big deal. Because what's her name? Her name is irrelevant. What's her name? Her name is unimportant. What's her name? Her name is sellout. What's her name? Her name is corporate press head. But so, what is her job? What is her job? Her job is to sit down at that news desk and read whatever is on that teleprompter. That is her job. And I've dealt with these people, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Most of them, folks, are about as informative and informed themselves as the canister of hairspray they use every day before they go on air. Most of them are so high on hairspray and makeup that they really don't even have a clue the world they live in, and that's just the God's honest truth. Most of them are just obsessed with themselves and the prestige that comes with being on television. What they read off that teleprompter, they don't know, they don't care. Lindsay Davis is her name. So again, she's been around long enough now. She knows the game. She's corporate press now. She's not exactly legacy, but, ABC News, so she's there with the legacy media. So this is just an important understanding to have. She doesn't know anything about the vaccines. She doesn't know anything about the vaccines being linked to autism. She doesn't know anything about the COVID-19 vaccines. She doesn't know anything about all the deaths, all the strokes, all the heart attacks, all the cardiac arrest. She doesn't even know, I bet she doesn't even know what the VAERS reporting system is. She doesn't know any of this stuff. And she goes on TV and reads off that teleprompter as if she does. She's a liar. You are a liar, Lindsay Davis, and I'm sorry that you chose that, because you might not actually be a liar as a person. You might actually be a good person. But you go on corporate news, ABC, and you lie to your audience when you tell them that the COVID-19 vaccine has no data that shows side effects, and when you tell them there's no link between vaccines and autism. You just lied. Whether you know it or not, you just lied. So you have to understand, your local, most of your local TV shows, show hosts, not all, there are exceptions, but I've been there, I've been in local TV, I've been in local radio, I know them. Most of them, their day goes like this. They wake up, they drive their fancy cars to the studios, they probably look at some news and some stuff, and then they sit in makeup for an hour or 2 hours, and then their producers bring them all of their talking points and what's going to be put on that teleprompter for them to read. And then they read it, and then they go home, and they start the whole process over. Now, I don't need to spend a bunch of time explaining what we do here at InfoWars, because it's a lifestyle for us. No, there's no teleprompters in here. There's no corporate-backed producers or sponsors telling us what we can and can't say. No, it's truly a lifestyle. There's not too many people that you could call 30 minutes before a 3-hour show and say, hey, I need you to host, that could actually come in and host that show. All of our hosts, all of our guests here could do that because it's a lifestyle. We live it, we breathe it, just like most of you in the audience. Not like Lindsay Davis on ABC News, who gets paid to read off a teleprompter and lie to you. And yes, it's so perfect that the crew puts this video up. I mean, let's go ahead and go to some audio. We might as well as we go to break here, because this is everything. This is your corporate press. They're all lying to you. And I'm sorry, because many of them are actually probably good people, and they don't even realize they're lying to you because they're being lied to. But they've been now put in a position to lie to you. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Here's your corporate press, and this is all local news.
On social media, more alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms.
You're not hearing an audio glitch. Yeah, keep that up behind me. You're not hearing an audio glitch. That's the Mockingbird Press. That's the mainstream media, all parroting and reading the exact same corporate talking points and corporate teleprompters that they're told to read, and they don't even know what the hell's going on. So, but you see, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't give that video to my crew. They live this. We're synced up. When I start talking about the fake corporate-controlled press, they immediately think, hey, let's pull up that compilation of all those local TV hosts saying the exact same thing on the exact same story. We'll get into the RFK Jr. side of this on the other side of the break.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air. And never submit to these tyrants.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I don't want to make a thing out of this, but I will put a bookend on the last segment talking about the controlled corporate press, local media, with a little bit of an anecdote here, because when I decided to move from St. Louis to Austin, Texas in 2016 and join InfoWars, you know, I had a lot of people at the time sharing their opinion with that choice, because I had my foot in the door in a bunch of different media outlets, a bunch of different walks and potential career opportunities. And there were a lot of naysayers saying, this is a big mistake, you shouldn't do this, they're crazy down there, Alex is crazy, this is going to be bad for your career. And I would listen to that. It never really had any impact because I knew it wasn't true. Because I saw the one thing that was important to me about InfoWars and Alex Jones, which was they're not controlled and they're not going to censor me. And that was the most important thing. So when you see your local news all saying the exact same thing, like these compilations we roll, and there's dozens of them out there, or when you see ABC News censoring a presidential candidate during an interview and then having to take his statements and lie about them, saying, oh, there's no problem with vaccines ever. Vaccines are perfect. They're great. They've never caused autism. The COVID vaccine is a total success. All this other nonsense. Total lies. Total corporate-funded propaganda. That's all that is. So, no, I knew the world I lived in. I understood the media landscape. And there really was no other choice for a young man like me to go who wants to speak his mind and do his thing. And needless to say, the, we'll call them naysayers at the time, realized I made the right decision. But let's get into the real story here. So, you saw the ABC News host. Let's play it one more time. They have RFK Jr. in for an interview, and then they cut the interview short, and then they censor him, and then they lie about what he said, and they make this statement after they cut his interview short. Here's the statement again.
We should note that during our conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID-19 vaccines. Data shows that the COVID-19 vaccines prevented millions of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. He also made misleading claims about the relationship between vaccination and autism. Research shows that vaccines and the ingredients used for the vaccines do not cause autism, including multiple studies involving more than a million children and major medical associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and the advocacy group Autism Speaks. We've used our editorial judgment and not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview. We thank Mr. Kennedy for the conversation.
So that's Lindsay Davis from ABC News. She probably makes at least $500,000 a year to be a propaganda agent for the corporate media. That's what she does. She's not a journalist. She's not a show host. She's not an interviewer. She's not a newswoman. She is a propaganda agent. Maybe she doesn't even realize it. But let's address what she says. RFK Jr. lies about the COVID-19 vaccines. Our data shows otherwise. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Should we find the video compilations where the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the corporate press, went from 100% effective to now 0% effective? How about that? How about that? Oh, that was ABC News. Oh, that was CNN. Oh, that was MSNBC. Oh, that was CBS Evening News. Oh, they told you the COVID-19 vaccine was safe and effective. Now we have all the data that proves otherwise. What about the VAERS reports? The VAERS reports, I mean, do I need to bring my graphs in here again? Where you'd have, according to the Vaccine Adverse Reaction Survey, the government website, where you report your vaccine injuries, and they believe that it's probably at the most 10% of the vaccine injuries that get reported there. Some people think it's 1%, so anywhere from 1% to 10%. So choose your math how you want to extrapolate that. Going from about a couple hundred vaccine deaths a year, according to the VAERS report, a couple hundred vaccine deaths a year, to in 2021 when the COVID vaccine hit, what was the final number that year, guys? Like 30,000 vaccine deaths? All COVID-19 vaccine deaths, 30,000 at least in the year 2021, and this is all government official data, and you can go, it's not, they don't just give you numbers. You can actually go down and download the entire files of all the vaccine adverse reaction reports. You can download the files and the reports, you can see the documents, and you'll see, you pull it up, and you're scrolling through this Excel spreadsheet. And it's all COVID-19 vaccine, death, COVID-19 vaccine, heart attack, COVID-19 vaccine. It's stroke. And then Lindsay Davis, a paid propaganda agent at ABC News, censors and silences a presidential candidate, RFK Jr., and says he's lying to you about the vaccines when that's exactly what they've done for more than 2 years, really for more than 20 years, actually. Polio vaccines, MMR vaccines, Gardasil vaccines, flu vaccines. They lied to you about every single vaccine. And then RFK Jr. wants to provide a different opinion, or you might say, tell the truth about the vaccines. And what happens to him? He gets silenced. He gets censored. They cut his interview short, and then they lie about him and what he says afterwards. Do you really think every Democrat voter is going to take that sitting down? Do you really think that liberals are going to see that and say, hey, that's okay? Now, I get it. You're sitting there thinking, Owen, the liberals have lost it. They're gone. They're out of their minds. They're out of their gourds. They're sending men into women's bathrooms. They're chopping off little boys and girls' private parts. Folks, that's not everybody. Most Democrats and liberals still live inside of their own bubble and don't see what's going on in the world. But if they're paying attention to the RFK campaign, they're going to figure it out real quick. They might not have liked Donald Trump because he was a Republican. They might have not liked Donald Trump because he's a rich man. They might have not liked Donald Trump because he's white. So they didn't really pay attention and they just accepted all the propaganda. It's going to be different now that they're doing this to RFK Jr. So I got other examples of this from today. The best example being the mainstream corporate press and the Democrats and the liberals that run it complaining because you dare say something negative about Joe Biden's health. Oh, or you dare make fun of Joe Biden. After all you did to Donald Trump and his family, now you want to say, hey, we need to have some fair and balanced rules here. We can't be attacking and saying these things about Joe Biden. You can't do that. After what you guys did to Donald Trump, you think we give a damn about your calls for decorum? You think we give a damn about your calls for decency? Give me a break. But it's the same thing. They sit there and lie about Donald Trump 24/7, and they attack Donald Trump 24/7, and then somebody says something about Joe Biden, they say, you can't say that about Joe Biden. It's the same thing with the vaccines, with RFK. They tell you the COVID vaccines are safe and effective. They're not. They tell you the flu vaccine is effective. It's not. They tell you the Gardasil vaccine is great for your daughter. It's not. And then when RFK says, hey, you might want to look into these vaccines, they say, cut this interview short and now send out a special report saying he's wrong and we've got the real data. I mean, that is unreal. And what else are you supposed to think? What else are you supposed to think as an American? What else are you supposed to think as a consumer? What else are you supposed to think as a thinking human being? They lie about vaccines all day long. They censor RFK Jr. telling the truth. They lie about Donald Trump all day long. They censor somebody telling the truth about Joe Biden. Well, the conclusion is pretty obvious, isn't it? You're not watching news. You're not listening to the press. You're not looking at and listening to individuals that want you to be informed. No, in fact, quite the opposite. They all want you misinformed and propagandized and in fear so that they can control you. I want you to think for yourself.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
All right, I'm going to get into the corporate press and their double standards here, but how they're actually really hurting themselves with the censorship of RFK Jr., but they have no choice, and so that's what the liberals are about to figure out. Before I do that, though, ladies and gentlemen, normally when I host the War Room, I will drink Turbo Force at about 2:30 to go on at 3, gives me sustained energy for the show. But today, in the morning, I like to drink coffee. So I'm drinking coffee today, and I've told you about this before, and I've got to tell you about this again, because I'm not really a coffee drinker. I used to drink a lot of coffee. I don't really drink it as much anymore. And I certainly don't like the additives that people put in the coffee with the creamers and the sugars and everything else. But there is one thing that I like to put in coffee that makes it extremely desirable for me, and that is Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. In fact, I've got the canister right here. I got it next to my desk because I'm putting spoonfuls in. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is not meant for a coffee additive, but it works great as one. I'm going to tell you that, and it's extremely healthy. The primal human nutrition made with cartilage, bone broth, and other paleo ingredients. It's the next generation of advanced paleo nutrition. It's got the chaga mushrooms in there. It's got added electrolytes, collagen, soluble fiber, and so much more, including the bone broth. So, ladies and gentlemen, oh, not to mention the protein. Goes great in a post-workout protein shake as well. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air, so that we don't have to be like Lindsay Davis of ABC News and read for you corporate talking points from big pharmaceutical companies and be a total sellout. We don't have to be sellouts like Lindsay Davis at ABC News. We get to be real people telling you real things and what we really think. And it feels good. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm telling you, folks, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus in coffee. If you're a coffee drinker and you're putting creamers and other sugars that are unhealthy in your coffee, stop it. Stop it today. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a canister of Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Just give it a try. Especially if you like chocolate flavored. I mean, it makes your coffee taste like you're drinking, I wouldn't say hot cocoa. Some of the crew compares it to like Ovaltine chocolate milk. Yeah, I would say maybe chocolate milk, but since you drink your coffee warm, maybe hot chocolate. But it's not really rich like that where you can, you know, maybe drink one cup of hot chocolate and it's too rich, you can't have another. it doesn't really do you like that. It's smooth, it's light, it goes great in coffee, it goes great in protein shakes, and it just is great for your health, and it helps support the InfoWar. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, InfoWarStore.com. Cannot recommend it enough, and I'll be sipping on it all day in my coffee. So, we saw a major realignment and reawakening of the right-wing American Republican voter with the censorship of Donald Trump, the attacks against Donald Trump, the lies against Donald Trump, and that whole campaign in 2015, 2016, and then during his presidency. I see a similar thing happening now on the left side of the aisle with RFK Jr. Now, this is going to go down completely differently, I suspect, but it's going to have a lot of similarities. Not every liberal Democrat likes to chop up and mangle little boys and girls. Not every liberal Democrat thinks the border should be wide open. Not every liberal Democrat likes vaccines. Not every liberal Democrat wants people to be censored. And those that don't are probably just not really sure what's going on right now. They kind of see all the attacks and everything going on the right wing and kind of focus on that. They're not really realizing what's going on in their own party, how corrupt it's been. But this stuff with RFK Jr. is going to be that major awakening moment. And I'm already seeing it from anti-establishment left people who don't like Joe Biden, are seeing how the Democrats are railroading Joe Biden down your throat, and they see how the corporate press is protecting Joe Biden and attacking RFK Jr., who's actually popular. Right now, he's polling at about 20%. I suspect that's only going to skyrocket, especially if they continue to attack him and censor him. So, okay, RFK's, one of his big issues is against Big Pharma and vaccines. And he's totally right about that, and they don't want that. Most mainstream press is sponsored by big pharmaceutical companies, and most politicians take millions of dollars from big pharmaceutical companies. Sadly now, Donald Trump is included in that. And it sucks, because I remember in 2016, he did not take any money from big pharmaceutical companies. He did not. And it was one of the easiest bait and switches I ever did on Bernie supporters. When I would go out and have public debates, I can't do that anymore. I've had to retire from that because I just get assaulted and attacked. Not to mention, I need to be a good boy because of my probation right now for standing on the grass in D.C. You know, that's how it goes. But one of my greatest and easiest bait and switches in 2015 and 2016 debating liberals, I'd say, yeah, you know, that Donald Trump, and these were Bernie supporters, that Donald Trump taking millions of dollars from big pharmaceutical companies, I just can't accept that. And they'd say, yeah, that's why I like Bernie. And I'd say, haha, I'm actually kidding you. It was Bernie that took millions of dollars from big pharmaceutical companies. Trump took zero. That would always get him. But you can't say that anymore, sadly. So it's going to be RFK Jr. hammering back against these vaccines. And it's the mainstream press now censoring him for doing it. But that's not all they're going after RFK Jr. for. Now, this is just sick. And this is actually worse, because it's easy to understand how a vaccine manufacturing company or a big pharmaceutical company that pays billions of dollars to media corporations to control what they say, oh, they're just marketing their product on the air. Yeah, you think that's really what it's all about? No, that's like a quarter of what it's about. If anything, it's like 20% they want their product marketed on air, and 80% they want to be able to control the press so that if their products go bad, they won't have any negative press about it. But you can kind of wrap your head around that and say, okay, and plus they all lied about the COVID-19 vaccine. But let's not forget, for a little added, what do they call it in a painting when you kind of just paint something off in the side that really has nothing to do with it? I forget what it's called, but, you know, just for a little bit of that. Let's not forget that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who else was it? All the Democrats at the end of 2020 all said they would not take the COVID-19 vaccine. They called it Trump's vaccine. They said it would be deadly. They said it would be dangerous. They told you not to take the vaccine. And then as soon as Joe Biden got into the office, all of a sudden they all loved the vaccine. The vaccine ingredients didn't change. The vaccine manufacturers didn't change. Nothing changed about the vaccine. Just who was in the White House changed. And then all of a sudden they loved it. But my point is, you can kind of wrap your head around, okay, they want to censor information about the vaccines that's killing people that they lied to you about and that their corporate sponsors pay these media programs to run their shows. But this is truly on a new level. ABC News host tells RFK Jr. he's too critical of the CIA, proceeds to censor him while speaking about vaccines. Too critical of the CIA. Same Lindsay Davis. How would you do that? You have been very critical of multiple government agencies, from the CIA to the FDA, CDC, and on. How would you run those? Oh, you're too critical of the CIA. You're too critical of the CIA that helped kill your family members and then cover them up, those murders, with the corporate press. So, folks, that is dark. It's one thing, and again, Lindsay Davis, folks, has no clue what planet she's on, okay? Again, I'm sure she might be a very nice lady. I don't know her. But I'm telling you, as a corporate prostitute, she clearly doesn't have a clue what planet she lives on. Do you think she even knows about the JFK files? Do you think she even knows? I mean, does she even know who John F. Kennedy Jr. is? I mean, I'm sure she's not that stupid, but it's like, do you understand what you're doing here? You're too critical of the U.S. government that kills your family members. Wow. That has to make him feel some type of way. That has to make him feel some type of way to have that go down. So, I think RFK Jr.'s poll numbers are going to increase. I think that the more activity that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. engages in, campaign activity, political activity, rallies, TV interviews, I mean, he needs to be on full blitz mode right now while Joe Biden is weak. And you might say, well, Joe Biden's always going to be weak. Yeah, well, he's weak now. The window of opportunity is now. You swing at the 0-3 fastball with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning, down three runs. You're swinging. So he needs to be swinging here, and he needs to be pushing the gas, because that's the only chance he has. And I think he's going to. That's what I'm seeing going on. Now, we've got more on this, where the corporate press that lied about Donald Trump and just did the most absurd and rude and crude things towards Donald Trump and his family, now saying, don't say anything negative about Joe Biden and his family. You can't do that. We're going to have Judge Joe Brown.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Turbo forces back.